Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Can't have a burger without Megan Berg.
Kelly Barlow. When she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
And Christy Dougherty, the OG Prime Supreme. Plus our super premium sponsors, Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster. And Lizzie Drucker, a fine motherfucker.
Watch what crappens, watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens. Happens.
Watch what crappens, watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens? Watch what crappens, watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
To talk to other Crappens listeners about the shows as they air, come over to facebook.com/watchwhatcrappens.
And to follow us on social media, go to watchwhatcrappens.com to find all our social media links.
And for our bonus episodes and all of our extras, come over and be a premium member over at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. That's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens.
Hey everyone, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker from BsideBlog.com and the Banter Blender podcast, and joining me in this first week of the new year is my lovely, wonderful friend who may or may not have grown up riding horses. I guess we'll find out. It's Ronnie Karam from TrashTalkTV.com, as well as the Rose Pricks Bachelor podcast. What's up, Ronnie?
I love horses. That's what I do. Like, I ride horses. I love them.
I literally grew up riding horses.
That girl is killing me, and not in a good way. It's not like, oh my God, you're killing me, Larry. It's like, you're literally draining out my life force, lady. Okay.
We are, of course, talking about Teddy Mellencamp, new cast member of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, which we will be discussing very shortly. But of course, first, we have to tell people to buy tickets to our show in Boston, January 18th. Buy those tickets. You better buy them tickets. We have their VIP tickets available and regular ones. This is our second show because our first show was sold out. So if you missed it, guess what? The show's still available. Go to watchwhatcrappens.com to buy those tickets as well as any merchandise you might like. Ronnie has been doing a great job keeping the coffers full of
Cousin Jana
mugs. Cousin Jana, really. Some of you have met her sister. In San Francisco.
Oh, yes. You'll meet her at many live shows working the merch table beautifully.
Yeah.
Also, I wanted to announce that Rose Pricks, the Bachelor podcast, is back. We released our first episode of the new season today, so go listen to it. There's also a cast breakdown posted already, so come on over, y'all.
Come on over, or go on over.
I forgot how fun it was to talk about the dumb hoes of The Bachelor. I'm so glad to have it back. And Ari Lundick, the most boring bachelor ever. Come on by, everybody.
Oh, geez. Yeah, that's... I'm trying to start... I am actually in the process of starting perhaps another podcast about board games. So it has nothing to do with Bravo, but you know me, I'm obsessed with board games. I've been staring at this one game. It's called Pulsar 2849 or something. I mean, so dorky. It's actually embarrassing how dorky it is. But I'm just like staring at it online, salivating, like, do I buy it? Do I not? You know, going in and out of the Amazon cart, the whole ritual. So,
oh, yeah, I do that too. I do save for later. And then I go back and I'm like, God, I'm glad I didn't buy that. What the hell was I thinking? I've still got like a monitor arm in my bag. I'm like, what are you doing with this? But I can't press delete.
Yeah, I have some really random stuff in my cart. But so I'm doing that with some of the fellow gay board gamers that I play with. I'll let everyone know if it actually happens and if it actually sounds any good. As long as it doesn't sound like four extremely dorky guys talking about things, then I will let the crap in the
sounds
audience
good
know
to
about
me.
It.
That sounds good to me. Do
yeah.
it.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how it turns out. We'll see.
Well, we missed last week's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills because we were on vacay.
Yeah.
Now, we watched it, but we didn't recap it, obviously. So we're not going to do both recaps. Right?
No, I definitely did not take any notes, and I barely remember it. I know there was a Ferris wheel. I know that, like, the whole thing was like, oh, now Lisa Rinna is coming back with the group. How will she be with Dorit? And Lisa Rinna's like, hello, Dorit. Hi. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Dorit.
So good
Hi,
to see
Erica.
You.
Wow.
So good to see you. Wow. Wow.
That's how the episode ended, with her like, hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Hi. Are you kidding me? Hi.
I'm a good person. Hi. I own it, baby. I'm a good person. I just want you to see that as we tower over the stratosphere of Las Vegas, I'm a good person, Dorit. I am.
And it was also the episode where Erica told us, she brought up her daddy issues at a drink event. I don't know. They were sitting around having drinks, and Teddy was talking about her famous dad, John Mellencamp. And she's like, well, or John Cougar Mellencamp, pardon me. And she's like, you know, it's like, he was just my dad. Like, to me, he was just some guy with huge lips and, you know, a job. Like, what the fuck do I care? I mean, do you really care that much about your dad? She said something like that. And Erica's like, oh, I didn't know him. And then everybody got super sad. And she's like,
I didn't know my dad. Met him 2 times and he stole mints from my purse or whatever.
And it was like this super sad story. And she goes,
I think it's weak when people say, oh, she's got daddy issues. She married a dad. Well, my husband is way older than my dad, so fuck you.
Pretty much. And then I think that's pretty much all that happened. Anything that was noteworthy, you know. And Dorit's boobs are really making their presence known this season. Did she get like a boob job? I'm like Andy Cohen, but like, the reason why I ask is because her boobs seem to be very large and very on screen.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's like when people get a new car and you're like, you're just driving around the block now.
But it's new. It's new. Look at it.
I get it. Okay. You still have to park on the other side of the street for street sweeping, just like everybody else.
Yeah. You stupid face.
So Dorit moderation. Oh, I think I've already said this, but I love that her opening line is, I'm all about moderation. And she's kissing PK. He's like,
I'm all about excess, except for moderation.
Oh,
it's a total Mobius strip of logic, which I kind of love.
Which is so Dorit. I was drinking from a Starbucks cup, but it's only water. Look
which
at that.
Which is also so Dorit. Oh, PK. Guys, there's water in my Starbucks cup, guys.
Boys.
It
is poor ass Dorit, because you know she's that person who goes into Starbucks. She's like, I've left my Rolls Royce outside. Can I have a cup of water, please? It's like, a bottle of water? No, in a cup.
Here's what I would like. I would like an iced coffee, but hold the coffee beans, hold the grains, so it's really just a cup of water with ice. That's what I would like. Can you do that for me? My mother was a great coffee maker, just great. She would make coffee every day, and she would say, here's some coffee, but without the grounds, without the beans. It's just wonderful. Guys, you have to try my mother's coffee, okay?
I came from such a magical place. You would turn on the faucet and coffee would come out.
Guys,
that's how much we loved coffee.
Guys, have you had my mother's tea? She basically did a special way. It was tea, a tea bag, water, lemon and honey, hold the lemon, hold the tea bag. It was delicious.
I ain't holding the tea bag, I married Tom. Fuck you.
Guys, Eric and I are getting along. We both wore crazy outfits in Vegas and now we're friends.
They are so poor and it's so funny to watch them front, okay? Because last week, she's like, I'm going to Vegas, PK. And he's like, well, you should do some shopping, babe. You should do some shopping, bubba. She's like, how much am I allowed to spend, Piquet? And he's like, not more than $1 million.
I'm sure.
Yeah, shut up.
Whose Capital One card did you steal?
So this episode opens up with like flashes of what the different women are doing. And they are some really random flashes this week. Like the very first one is Erica being like, do you got prison letters? Oh, I got letters from prison.
Yeah, I get letters. The Erica Jane Prison Club.
Like, that sounds like a line of mystery books.
And then
I solve them all with my pussy.
She also said this in her interview with Brian Moylan. He's like, "Do you get prison letters?" She's like, "Yeah, I do." Which he's kind of getting her set together, basically, Brian Moylan, because we heard a lot of the same stuff from this episode in that interview. Like, it was the first time she'd ever said it. What is this, your stand-up set? What, are you just going to work on this for a season before you make the material public?
And then we have Ken. He's like, I want another G. And he's like,
what a clone.
Ken, he's 8 years old. There's life in him yet, Ken. He's not a broken bird. He's a lively bird with wings that need to be set free.
Dogs die young, but dogs with sweaters live forever.
And then we go to Lisa Rinna, who's like, hi, cleaning lady. Hi. Hi, what's going on? There's rat poop in the oven. Again? I was like, what in the...
Listen, rat, if I'm going to continue managing you, you are going to need to learn where to poop. I swear to God, the life of a ratager is never done.
Listen, I respect the rat. He hustles. He gets in. He gets his food. He poops in my oven. But he lives and he does well for himself.
Hey, rat, guess who doesn't poop in sinks? Chuck E. Cheese, okay? Aim higher, rat. Aim higher.
So then
a rat,
we...
right?
What?
Is he... Chuck E. Cheese is a rat.
I assume he was a mouse.
Same
I don't know. I don't go
that
to children's
That was
places.
Rodentism. That was very ignorant rodentism.
It really was.
I just spat it out.
So then we land on Dorit, who's got like her head inside of what looks like an oven, but it's really her closet rack. And she's like, oh no. Because PK walks in the room. She's like, oh no. I was kind of hoping you wouldn't come in while I was arranging my sunglasses, PK.
You know how I like to arrange my sunglasses, PK.
I like to do it in private privacy, PK.
And PK, it looks great, babe. Now tell me about Vegas. And she's like,
I connected with Erica. Yeah, she was like a new phone. I just had to call T-Mobile and get her hooked up. Turns out all she needed this entire time was a SIM card.
It turns out we both love to organize our sunglasses that we get for free at bar mitzvahs. Look, this one was from a little Jewish boy that lived down the street. Look, it looks like Darth Vader. Okay.
Does he know Boy George? Then he's not important.
So PK is like, well, that's interesting news. Is it, PK? How are you with Rinna? Because it's your birthday Friday and I need to decide who to invite. It's like, oh yeah, everyone's just dying to go to your fucking free birthday party at Villa Blanca, PK. You poor son of a bitch.
Yeah, exactly. So this is will Dorit invite Rinna? And Dorit's like, well, we had a very lovely talk on a Ferris wheel, and it was just, guys, I think everyone appreciates that, you know, we're just going to try to wipe the slate clean and try to start anew. So, yeah, I think then, yes, we should invite Rinna. He's like, well, it wouldn't be nice to invite Erica Jane and not Rinna, so let's do it. I'm like, or producers told you to invite her, so.
Yes, and she's like, all right, PK, but I'm telling you this, I have a precaution.
Yeah.
Like, you're so stupid. Like, you're literally too stupid to live. Oh, and I also liked that Teddy's kids are just all snubbing the dad. They only showed Tebby. That's so rude. Because she talks about her weight issues later. I did not do that on purpose. Yeah. But she's talking to her kids and like, I just like that they're bored too.
Yeah, well, all she talks about are horses and children. So I was like, ugh. The last thing I need to see is the actual horses and the actual children. And of course, I get both.
It's like the nightmare flight from hell. A horse and children.
Yeah. So we then go to Kyle's house where there's hammering. And Kyle's like, hey, Mauricio, do you want your agency hat now or your agency hat later? He's like, hey, babe, I can't hear you right now. It's over the hammering. I can't hear.
I love that he's always like a bad actor, Ricky. He's always like, oh, I can't hear you with all the hammering. Okay, you got your line out, Maury.
Yeah.
Could you try this with a little more emotion next time?
I'm having some agency brand oatmeal and some agency brand fruit and some agency brand water.
I don't want to see any agency, anything else that's hammered, okay, agency? And Kim's in the bathroom like, I'm not hammered. Stop accusing me of things, Maurice.
So... Mauricio wants to buy a new house, because why not? And Kyle loves the house they're in. This was, if you remember from a few seasons ago, this is her dream house. She's always loved it. And although nowadays, I think the house is actually on the market or it already sold. But as of at least where we are in this episode, she's like, well, we haven't been able to find a house I like. So in order to like give it some pizzazz to make it feel new. We're just going to renovate it. So we're going to go all modern. We're going to add a fireplace in the bathroom, which seems excessive. Like, how long are you doing your
shit? Fart near it. Yeah, don't fart near it. Your whole house is going to go up in flames.
Yeah.
Well, that's like the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
And she's like, and we're going to change the shape of the pool. I'm like, that is such... Why don't you just throw your money in that fireplace at this point? What, you're changing the shape of the pool?
It is a smiley face emoji. I don't blame her. It's like a big smiling mouth. But now you're thinking of this?
But like, what... Why? It's such a waste of money. Just changing the shape of the pool.
Maybe because I think people, they're showing their house. I think they're just lying and they've been showing.
Cállate, Bueller.
Oh my God, like, I'm so embarrassed.
He's like, I'm so sorry. Don't be embarrassed. You're not the one who's reshaping a pool.
God, no kidding. Just
Bueller, if you had to reshape a pool, Ronnie, would you do rectangle, lima bean, or different shape?
The poop emoji. Like, she's just basically going off emojis at this point. I think that they're showing their house, and people have been coming in going, that pool is ridiculous.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. It must be. And I don't know what, but it's like a pool. You should just be so happy that you have a pool back there. I mean, who cares what shape it is, really, right? Unless you're swimming laps. I mean, I guess a rectangular pool is more chic, but, you know, I love the good old lima bean.
I'd love to go to someone else's pool. I don't want my own pool. You have to clean it. And pool boys are not as hot as they are in porn, okay?
Yeah.
Trust. So, I think the other reason
why she's changing the shape of her pool is that she sees Lisa Vanderpump's very cool rectangular pool, and I think she wants something like that because she's, you know, she always wants what everyone else has.
She's a copycat. She's like, we're going to call our new house Billiposa.
Billiposa.
So I think she's just trying to erase the Faye from that house because Faye's like the worst ever, but Kyle keeps hiring her to remodel things.
Yeah.
It's like, we're doing a good Faye erase before we moved to Encino so we can sell this fucker.
To be fair, that pool, I will say the thing about Kyle's pool is that it looks like whenever they throw parties, there's an awkward amount of space around it, so it looks like people are always about to fall in. So maybe she wants to do a shape that will make it more conducive for her to throw her white party.
I love how much thought you're putting into Kyle's pool shape.
I can't help it. I can't help it. It's like that Ed Sheeran song, I'm in love with the shape of your pool. Guillermo del Toro presents the shape of Kyle's pool water.
It's a smiley face. I'm not making this movie. So Rinna and Teddy meet for lunch. Now, we remember what happened when Rinna met with Eden for lunch.
Yes.
She spilled the beans, ate a chip, and then everything went to shit.
Yeah.
So this time, she starts it off the same way. She's like, hi!
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 Hello!
Hi!
Hello! Hi!
Hi! Hi!
It's
me, Lisa Rinna. I have to give you so many props for having the strength to go on a free luxury vacation. That was so great of you.
That was huge. I love every time someone says something, she's like, whoa. She's like, I like horses. Oh my God, that's amazing.
If only the conversation started on such an interesting note. Instead, it was like, yeah, I've got kids. They're in preschool. Yeah, I've got kids. I was like, ugh.
Even her ordering with the waiter is boring. She's like, I'll take edamame, no salt.
She doesn't even say, I'll take edamame. She goes, do you mind if we get edamame? Like, why are you asking her if she minds? Do you mind? Come on, you're a real housewife. Be more assertive. With your little arms, your little T-Rex arms.
Oh, and they showed the clip. Rinna's like, oh, you know, sometimes I open up too early, baby. And then they cut to her going, she's this close to dying, like a smidge. She's like a smidge away from dying.
To Eden Sassoon. And then they cut to her, then cornered in Mexico, being like, did you say that my sister was a smidge close to dying? And Rinna's like,
she's
reverse
hello.
I
don't even eat Tootsie Rolls. Reverse hello, what'd you say?
I said reverse hello. Hi. Reverse hi.
She's like, ah? Why is that making me laugh so much?
So
all Eden talks about is money, but she's trying to convince us that she's just one of us because Roseanne's coming back on the air. I don't know what she's doing. But she's like, God, I'm just such a normal person. Did you hear me order edamame? Like, who does that? I mean, yeah. It was the cheapest thing on the menu. You know, preschool is $35,000 a year. That's ridiculous. And Brenda's like, ha, that is funny. My kids went to granola schools, okay? They didn't read until they were 10. Well, that explains a lot.
Yeah, and Teddy's like, well, the thing that's funny about that is that I rode horses for a living, like, every weekend, so... Hi, can I get some more edamames with the fact that equestrian was my life? Thanks.
That is crazy. Delilah Bell used to ride horses. Delilah Bell is a horse's name. That's like the kind of name. It's like, but then she got injured, so she stopped, baby.
So she did the next possible thing. She became a model, baby. Teddy's like, you know, kids that grow up in broken homes can get a little lost. That's why I turned to horses. And you can just imagine Lisa Vanderpump poking through the hedges in Teru Sushi and being like, did I hear the word broken? Is there a broken bird here? Or did I merely hear the word horse?
Oh, that's just what lost people need. GPS-free traveling devices. It's like, there's no GPS on a horse. You're still going to get lost, stupid.
I love how Rinna just gets so excited about everything, by the way. She's like, so, baby. Do you jump? And she's like, yeah. She's like, oh! I jump.
So she's like, I only have one Cartier bracelet. Look, I grew up in South Carolina, and I don't know who the Joneses are, okay? I have horses. Like, I don't know what you're trying to do, but it's extremely boring. Rinna is so bored, she just starts putting on powder. She's like, whoa, wow, whoa. Powder.
Are we in between takes? Because this conversation is so boring, I can't imagine being actually on camera right now.
My face is sweating from boredom, baby.
Hi, sweat glands.
So Vanderpump is putting together a long table at Villa Blanca where no one can really talk.
Yeah.
Let's have a huge party and it'll look like a UN meeting, darling.
Yeah, they're getting ready because basically PK asks if he could have the party there. So of course, yes. Lisa's like, darling, of course.
The extravagant, super wealthy PK, who wants his wife to spend $1 million, calls his friend for a free party. Shocker. Yeah.
I mean, hey, I would too. I'll always save a buck if I can, but, you know. So this was my favorite part of the entire episode. We then cut to Dorit's house, where PK comes into the room holding the girl Phoenix, is that her name? And starts singing Happy Birthday. And the noises that Dorit made were so funny. I've listened to it on repeat so many times because it cracked me up. Here they. I recorded them. So here they are. This is like the funniest thing I've ever heard. Ready?
Yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Admittedly, now I know she's like really reacting to the kid, but it's just, it's like the gobbledygook that just gets triggered.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
It's that, it's also the combination, because the first one is like the announcement, and then like it's like the setup for them.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Oh my god! And she's trying to make herself cry, and she can't. And BK's like, happy birthday, a baby and a balloon from Pavilions. It's like, oh my god, how broke you?
This was still at the house. So at this point, because he's like, he said something about how Jagger's off somewhere learning horses from Teddy's. So Dorit sees her baby, she's acting like she hasn't seen Phoenix in like 2 years. Like they've been reunited.
Well, like, she's always amazed with her children, you know? It's like, yeah. And you can tell she's never seen them before.
Yeah. It's like, it's clear that they're like the 20 nannies only get to present the child once a month.
I can't believe how close we've grown.
I'm going to put out some coup d'etats for the kids. Guys. the crudités in the next room for you.
Go enjoy. I felt so bad for Molly, the assistant. She was just like, I did all of this. I did everything. I mean, thank you for the Chiron, but it would be nice, like, for a Christmas tip, maybe something from you two.
Yes. So then we go over to Villa Blanca, and Teddy and her husband Edwin show up, or as I like to call them, Tedwin. And Edwin meets.
That's the most interesting thing about them. So thank you for gifting that to them.
Tedwin. So Edwin meets Lisa Vanderpump. He's like, "How beautiful are you?" I was like, "That's sort of a weird thing to say." She's like, "Oh, darling, so nice for you to be here. I'll have a pumptini, please."
Look at you! You're so handsome, fit, virile, young, fit, virile. Did I say fit? Did I say virile? Oh, have a seat on my face. Kidding, only on your birthday, Edwin. Only on your birthday.
Now go clear those champagne flutes off the bar. You work here, don't you?
How odd meeting a handsome man without his hand up a dog's ass to make it move. Make everyone think it's alive. Hey, Ken!
So then Rinna walks and she's like, Ken, nice to see you. Hi. Hi, Ken.
Hi.
Good to see you. Hi. Oh, Ken. Good to see you, Ken.
Goddamn, Lisa, motherfucking Lisa Rinna's here. Goddamn.
So Erica comes in, but I don't know why I even wrote it down, because I wrote Erica in all caps, and then that's all I wrote.
Hi, I'm going to take a seat and be quiet now.
So then Dorit shows up, and she has that, like, wet hair look with, like, some barbed wire, chic kind of metallic tiny skirt boobs out thing. It was intense.
Yeah, it was intense. Edwin, and we cut all around because it's a party, you know. So Edwin's talking to Lisa, and she's like, "What do you do, virile person?" And he's like, "Well, I run a home automation and security company." And she's like, "Protect Lisa Rinna's mouth from opening. Do you have a lockable garage door you can put on that thing, darling?" And Rinna's like, "Hello, I'm here. I was invited. I'm surprised too. Hello, new chapter. It's a new Lisa Rinna. Hello. Don't let Delilah Bell jump. Okay."
And then Camille Grammer comes in and she's like, "Mwah.
Mwah.
Mwah. Hi. You remember Kimber? Mwah. Hi."
Did you catch this line? And I swear to God, I'm not making it up. Lisa Rinna goes, "Well, it's weird to see PK. Last time I saw him, we had some bumps." I'm like, oh my God, you're just getting out of the cocaine accusation storyline. Why would you use that terminology? PK's like, "Bumps, I've never, ever, ever done bumps in my life."
Ever. BK, have you done bumps with Lisa Rinna? Model.
Bumptinis!
See what you've started, Lisa Rinna.
You're ruining me life.
Now, did anyone get me a sunglass organizer for my birthday? That would just be wonderful. Just wonderful.
I've had Molly at it all day long. I mean, me. Me.
Did you just say you're on Molly?
Were people did, you, your did you not do Molly in your bathroom, baby?
Were people at your party doing Molly? That's a terrible thing to say about her. Lisa Rinna, have you no decency? Making insults about our assistant now.
Poor Molly, an immigrant from Kansas.
Hello, this is Countess Luanda Lesseps. I'm going to kill you all, but not before this ad. Would you believe it, girls? We have an ad.
So of course, the first thing you hear at dinner is, "This tuna tartare is amazing."
Yes. The very first thing. My compliments to Chef Penny.
Does Vanderpump even give people an option at this point? She's like,
"Sure, we'll have a party. We'll have tuna tartare, a giant piece of salmon, and some warm potato salad."
Sticky toffee pudding for dessert. So then PK is like, "Well, this year, I thought I'd surprise you, Dorothy, with my birthday gift. Hold on one second. Here's my birthday gift." And it's Jagger in, like, a little white tuxedo, and Dorit immediately goes back into gobbledygook. She goes, "Boobly, baby, boobly." Like, is she ordering pizza?
Boobly, boobly.
boobly, baby. Dizzy.
Baby boobly. Baby boobly.
He's like, I brought you.
To you. Happy birthday to you.
He's like, for your birthday, I've brought you
Dizzy.
Oh. I so, like also, by the way, it was very cute that Jagger was there in a little white tuxedo with a balloon. But at the same time, it was clear that PK, he used up all his money on last year's birthday gift, which was that Bentley, because this was a free gift, and it was like, look, I brought the kid from home.
And also, I put 1 gallon of gas into that gas-guzzling monster I rented from the Hertz. Enjoy. I mean,
it'd be one thing if when they were in Honga Konga that Jagger showed up. That's a birthday gift, but it's like they went out to the restaurant down the street. Yeah. Guess
you
what?
You rented a baby tux.
I brought Jagger to dinner.
Tuna tartare and a rented tux on a baby. Wow. I just wrote poor ass motherfucker.
And Erica's like, oh, what a sweet little baby. I brought a syringe to take a spot of fluid. Pass him over.
Oh, sweet little baby. I would cry if I had emotion, but I don't because I'm cold from the diamonds, not the ass.
Sweet little baby.
You guys, Jagger's here, guys. He passed the crudités for Jagger. He just loves them. Beep, boop, 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 boop. He says, another radish, please.
I'm the only one understands him.
Hold on, Jagger's trying to say something. Beep, boop, 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 boop. A house is on fire.
A boar fell down a well. Wesley fell down a well. Does that mean anything to anyone? Oh, damn it. I'll be right back, darling.
Boop, 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 boop. He says he wants to ride equestrian, Tedda.
Come back to the five and dime, Wesley Dean, Wesley Dean.
Dorit. Sorry, this is my abbreviated names. Dorit's like,
it's the best gift I could hope for. And a Birkin.
I'm like, I think you got that last year. You can't just keep holding up the same purse, okay?
How many Birkins does anyone really need, right?
How many? Yes. Oh, those things are so huge. They're like giant diaper bags.
Just get a gym bag. Go to Ross. Just get one. Go get one that Ross. Says Adidas.
I don't know if you know this, but that's where you'll find me. The Countess Luann. So Jagger looks at Erica and he goes,
boop, beep, 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 doop, boop.
And she goes, he said you were a bad guy, Erica.
Beep, boop, boop, boop. Oh, Erica. He says he knows exactly why your dad abandoned you.
That's so wrong. Bad guy. Bad guy.
Oh, Jagger, you're such a spirited bad guy. Oh, what's that, Jagger? Oh, he found a buyer for Kyle's house. Guys.
Beep, beep, boop, 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 boop. Did he call her a bad guy again? No, he was checking the price of these sheets from Target.
Oh, he's very into superheroes and bad guys. You know, like a Batamana. Have you heard of that one?
Superman!
It's about a bat and a man. I don't know. I'm going to make some garbanzo beans later.
You said manna. Are you religious? I sensed that about you.
Let me... Jagger, do you go to church also?
Beep, boop. So, so then Jagger, he calls Erica a bad guy. But then he goes, he points to Lisa Vanderpump. It's like, you the bad guy. And she's like, well, I believed him at first. I thought, what a smart little boy. But then he pointed at me and I thought, she's a broken bird and not the good kind.
He's an about-to-be broken bird.
Yeah.
This is the one you push out of the nest and wait until some little girl comes along and touches it so it dies alone and cold. Eat.
Quick, vomit in his mouth.
So we learned that Edwin used to be a backup dancer. And then Edwin turns to Erica because he's sitting near her and goes, I hear you're a singer. She goes, I'm a performer. Which I thought was...
hilarious.
Funny. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm a performance artist, Edwin. What? I'm not a singer. I'm a performer. I dance, too. I'm a triple threat. Right. And he's like, wow.
I'm a triple threat. I sing off tune, off key, and out of pitch.
He's like, God, I'm so bad with terms for things. God, I always get the terms wrong. And he's like, this is going to be surprising, but I was a backup dancer. It's not surprising. You're like a bottom twink. I can't even believe you open your mouth to speak. Now get in the back and do some oohs. Ooh, ooh.
Ooh,
ooh.
I'll one up you with a... performer.
So Teddy's like, yeah, Edwin fancies himself a singer. And he's like, no, I didn't say that. I said backup dancer. And Rinna's like, you know what? Listen to this, Teddy. This is amazing, okay? So I was in my Tesla, and it has a video thing where when you're listening to the song, the picture comes up, and it was your dad. It was great.
Whatever happened to that Diane that he sang about? Are they still together? Good, good.
Now, was he the reason that she quit Cheers? Tell me the truth, Teddy.
And Jack. We haven't seen much of Jack, have we, huh? Were Jack and Diane doing coke at your party, Teddy?
Stop ruining lives, Lisa Rinna.
So Erica's, Teddy's like, I felt some coldness between me and Erica, and I want to confront her about it. I'm like, this is shade. I'm getting some shades of Eden Sassoon here. Like the old, yes. When she helped Kim Richards down three steps and Kim was cold to her about it.
But in this case, Erica was really cold to her. Oh, and also Teddy is the one who's like, oh, I'm sorry I called you a singer. God, I always have the wrong terms. So she's like, well, I felt like I was talking and I felt dismissed by you. And then we see the memory. And since it was last week and we didn't cover it, we'll say, but, she's like, you know, it's John Cougar Mellencamp. I mean, it's my dad, but it's no big deal. And then Erica goes, oh, yeah, you're not defined by your parents, huh? Oh, just kidding, I'm being an asshole. And she goes, I'm sorry, but I don't think I did dismiss you. I mean, what am I, the principal of Rydell High? I don't dismiss anybody. Come to school when you want. What do I give a fuck? I don't care.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, she was basically like,
well, terribly sorry if I said that to you, but
I'm turning into Toya.
What I should have did, but I'm terribly sorry, but I don't think I said that. I take notes after every conversation I have,
which is true. That's what she told Brian Moylan at the thing that we saw, and she's like, "Oh, you're
not
crazy.
It's not on my outline. I've got it right here on my phone. A2. Teddy was bullying."
Did you talk about this with your glam squad? Oh, you don't have one. Oh, you have a trampoline. I guess that's sort of the same thing.
You want to claim to know Teddy Kennedy too, huh?
Well, I'm terribly sorry if you thought I was being cold. Anyway, I will now rotate 20 degrees this direction and not look at you the rest of the night.
Jack is the most interesting person at this table. So Teddy's like, all right. And then Erica tells us, okay, you didn't get a warm feeling from me in Vegas.
So then Lisa Vanderpump, ever the shitster, is like, Rinna, make a speech. Which, of course, there's no reason why Rinna should make a speech. But she also can't help it. If someone says make a speech, she's like, okay, I guess I'll do it. I could do this. So she merely stands up, and Jagger starts to clap, which is hilarious. He's like, and she's like, well, if you look at where we were 9 months ago, 8 months ago, even 7 months ago, heck, 6 months ago, 5 months ago, honestly, 3 months ago, no, that's 2 months ago, honestly, like a month ago, honestly, like 3 weeks ago. If you really look at where we were, 2 weeks ago. Who am I kidding? A week ago. Okay, yesterday. This morning. Isn't it wild? I'm here. And not
it's
only
a miracle,
am I here,
I'm here, baby.
It's a miracle. And you know what's else a miracle? These dusters. It's just beautiful. If you want one, call in right now. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going on the wrong script.
Are you kidding me, baby?
She's like doing turns in her duster.
Yeah. And then
America's
she's just
like, it's my birthday, Lisa Vanderpump. It's not time to play with you, Lisa Rinna doll.
Yeah, because basically all of Rinna's speech was about how amazing it was that she's been forgiven and she's there. So anyway, thank you, everyone. Congratulations to me, and you're welcome.
So as usual, I win, baby. So next we get a scene with
she's like,
I'm not buddy-buddy with her, but it shows how willing I am to move forward. And I leans outside with her little remote control, like, why won't this work? What is happening to her? Let me in this restaurant.
My robot has gone rogue.
So
West Hollywood world.
Speaking of our little Erica.
Biography.
I've got a ballad coming.
I want to write a book, and so I'm going to get Brian Moylan.
So this is our friend Brian Moylan. I love that he got this gig, by the way, because Brian, we've had him on the show, I think, 2, maybe 3 times. He's such a sweetheart. Everything Erica said was right. He is super smart. I'm sure a lot of you guys read his recaps on Vulture, but she basically reached out to Brian and was like, will you write my autobiography? And so here he is, here to talk to Erica.
Will you take some stories and make me have a personality in a book? Thanks.
It's like she's like picking a funny, charming gay guy to be her, which is so Erica.
Yeah.
So let's sit sideways on my couch and talk about my dad.
And Eric and Brian is so gay guy too, because first of all, he wore that skirt that he wore.
No, it wasn't like a skirt. It was like
shorts. Was it like kilts?
No, it was neither. They were sort of like culottes or something.
And
they were like,
I love them. Yeah, I still don't have the balls to wear them, but I will one day, and I think of them every day now that I've seen them. And so he wore those. That's like his look for the year, I think. So he's like, daddy issues? She's like,
yeah, okay, look, let's start about what we've done so far. We talked about being unruly and being headstrong.
This sounds great so far.
Yeah. Hey, can we talk about your skirt shorts? Let's talk about that. Where do I get those?
Yeah, Erica tells the story, you know, she doesn't know her dad, and she met up with him for the first time in her 20s, etc. And she was with her dad and her dad's new wife, and there was like a toddler, and she's like, so, what's the deal with the toddler? And apparently he told her, well, I never had kids, and she never had kids, so we thought, let's have a kid. And she's like, awkward. Aww. That's actually like a terrible thing to hear.
Yeah, it was sad.
It's actually so mean to say that. I mean, even though I know he probably meant like I never raised a kid, but you don't say that to the daughter that you could have raised and didn't, you know?
Yeah, I was expecting him to be so sensitive. Just kidding. And so Brian, just like everything she says, he's like, so how does that make you feel? You know, do you think that those daddy issues maybe they're affecting your life now? It's like,
no, I don't give a fuck. I'm just saying it because it's something that happened. So I love Ferris wheels.
He's like, but what about your daddy issues?
Well, I also like those little chocolate truffle things, and I'll eat them when I want to because I don't give a fuck.
It's like, so your dad?
Anyway, why don't we do another chapter? We can talk about my pet daddy long legs.
Are you sure you don't have any daddy issues?
I'm positive. Hey, did you hear my new song called Daddy, I Miss You?
Hey, can we get this done by Father's Day?
That's the name of the album, of course, so we're tying well.
Forgive me, Father, for I've sinned. Did I tell you about confirmation?
I'm going to do a cover of Papa Don't Preach. You want to hear that story?
Hey, I'm hungry. You want to order some Papa John's?
If you're bored, we can just like hang back and watch a DVD. I got Daddy Daycare. I got Daddy...
Daddy, there's not far we can go when you start it with Daddy Long Legs, because that's nothing's going to top Daddy, my pet Daddy Long Legs.
I will be your father figure. Put your tiny hands in mine. That's what I sing to my Daddy Long Legs.
Papa don't preach. Am I right, girls?
Daddy. Papa, Daddy, can you hear me?
Yeah, Papa, can you hear me?
Papa, that's how it goes. Thank God you're here, Brian Moylan, to fix me on my singing knowledge.
The Papa, tradition.
Let's just do like, that part of tradition, okay?
He's like, does Fiddler on the Roof remind you of your daddy issues? Let's talk about that.
No, but I did name my daddy long legs Tevya.
So Vanderpump and sorry,
yeah, Lisa Vanderpump
is there, but I was in the previous scene. I was like, okay. Wait, we're doing this again? Yep. So Vanderpump is sweeping the bridge, but you can tell she's never swept a damn thing in her life. I had to sweep in a musical once, and my parents were like, we're terrible parents. You don't even know how to hold a broom, you know? Like, you couldn't even be believable in the one tiny scene you had, Ronnie.
Well, Lisa's big problem was that the thistles were on the wrong side. She was like, yeah, okay, let's scrape this dust away with this pole here. I call it my thistle pole. You put the thistles on your shoulder here.
So Rinna comes. She's like, hello, hi, hanky panky. Are you kidding me? Amazing. Wow.
Hi, hanky. Hi, panky. Thank you. It's a miracle I'm here.
Vanderpump's cleaning her bridge. So Rinna's dressed like a cowboy. And then Dorit comes over too. She's like, guys, how are you? I can't believe how you're dressed. I mean, we're going to a horse show. We're not going to rodeo. Although I guess you could make an argument that a rodeo is like a horse show. Ah, it's crazy.
Clearly these ladies know nothing about horse shows.
It's not the Kentucky Derby, you fucking moron.
I know. Okay? You're not even going to San Diego. You're just going someplace near San Diego. There's no reason to dress up like you're going to Ascot when you're going in a 50-mile radius of San Diego. That's just the cardinal rule.
The Ascot
Vanderpump doesn't care what you tell her to wear to an event. She's going to show up in a see-through lace shirt and a black bra. That's like her thing this season. I don't know where she found this, but she's like, I'm wearing it in every episode, different colors, so no one thinks I smell. It's called branding.
It's my color story.
So, they all pile into a car. Dorit cannot believe how they're dressed. She's like, do they not know where we're going? I don't understand. Guys, I think you've missed. I think you're not dressed properly. But they know better, of course. So they're driving. They're in this limo or a van or whatever, and they're making jokes about Lisa Vanderpump's age, about Lisa being only 3 years older than Lisa Rinna.
Yeah, and Rinna's like, yeah, bright baby. Own it. Own your age. And Vanderpump's like, if you want me to prove it to you, here's a license. For what? Driving? Horticulture? Flying? Tour guiding? I don't know, but it's a license for something. And Rinna's like, what is it going to say? She's 80?
Oh, my God. It's like, Babaloo!
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
She's doing a soft clap in the limo.
So Rinna's like, how old are you? 75? And she goes, the only thing 75 is Lisa Rinna's IQ.
Ben! I don't often get to say Ben because Chef Joe cooks everything so perfectly.
So yeah, they're cracking up. And Lisa Vanderpump was funny. She's like, I did lie about one thing. I said I was only 108 pounds.
You guys, I love me some Lisa Vanderpump. Yeah. I will stand up for her no matter what happens. But there is no way she's 3 years older than Lisa Rinna. Don't lie about your age. What does that do for you? It just makes people think, is she not moisturizing? Did she smoke too many cigarettes in her 20s? You're beautiful at whatever you age you
are. I actually believe that she's 57. I believe it. She said it's born 1960. 57, I believe it, actually. I think that she's... The problem with Lisa Vanderpump is that she started to kind of dress a little older and matronly. You know, she does have these... I think she used to dress a little bit... I think she used to have more of a stylish look, but she sort of dressed a little bit younger earlier on, back when the show began, and now she's sort of gotten into, like what you said, frilly pink things. Like, a lot of times she'll be found wearing, like, a pirate shirt, you know, or a pussy bow. So I think she's aging herself with her style, actually, a little bit.
It's all in the style. But Lisa Rinna's like, well, she's 3 years older than me, so I'll always have that one on her. So next up, Teddy and Tracy, the trainer.
By the way, Teddy, did you know something? I actually, Teddy said something really interesting here. Did you hear this?
No. I'm struggling to listen to her.
No, this is, I thought this was pretty interesting. She goes, there are a few things I love more than riding horses.
I also like combing horses. I like braiding horses' tails. I like borrowing horses because I'm not going to buy a fucking horse, okay? And the horse's name is Virtue. And she's like, hey, Virtue, we're going to get along just great today, right? And I'm like, what are you, borrowing the horse? And sure enough, she's like, well, this horse is owned by my trainers because horses are expensive, okay? You pay for the horse, its care, its food, its shoes. I mean, it's more expensive than a child.
You can only imagine how much money Kristen's parents had to spend. So rude. So rude. I just had to go for it. I saw the joke. I had to go for it, everyone. I'm sorry.
I'm not against horse rentals for all of us, like normal people, but you're on the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Stop talking about budgets and money and how you can't afford things. It's
gross. Stop trying to act like you're one of us, Teddy, when you are representing a horse farm called Balmoral. Okay, that's where the queen lives, Balmoral, okay? Don't act like you're one of us when you represent Balmoral.
So the girls find her and she's like, you guys, I said closed toe shoes. Okay. I mean, it's not only about safety, it's about horse shit. And there's porta-johns. This girl is really coming out of the gate running.
Guys, there's a porter here named John. I would like a cup of coffee, please. Hold the beans. John, where's the porter? Guys.
I love this side of Teddy. Because you can see she's got a passion for horses. That's something we're boned over.
Yeah, Lisa Vanderpump had a full-on lady boner with all these horses around. It was making her be crazy. Because, you know, again, Teddy's like, I grew up competing every single weekend, blah, blah, blah. And we see Teddy doing equestrian, which was all great and well and great. And Lisa goes, Teddy takes it to another level. I ride Teddy. Is a consummate professional.
Does she have a tiny little pink house from her best friend Muhammad to house her midget horses? No! But she is a professional.
She is nothing if not professional.
And then
sexy
Teddy's
unique
like,
horse rider. Sir.
Sexy unique horse. Sir.
So Teddy's like, yeah, I just rode the horses because I love horses. And Vanderpump goes, are you religious? Because that's something I'm picking up. What?
No, because what Teddy was like, Teddy was doing, well, first of all, Teddy gets off the horse because she wins. And Lena's like, great job. Hi. Hello, horses. And Teddy's like, yeah, it was sort of weird because it was scary because, you know, normally I like to do this when I'm prepared, but I wasn't prepared. So at this point, you just get on there and like, give it up to God. And then everyone's like, are you religious? And then what I loved is Teddy goes, yeah, I actually go to church every week. And Vanderpump goes, I support our church as well, which is not the same as going every week.
I couldn't tell what she said there. I wrote down, and that's quite a church. And I was like, what are you talking about?
And then Rinna chimes. She goes, I love church.
And Vanderpump, well, you should go. You need religion, Rinna.
Ask for forgiveness. And five Hail like, Marys and a check every couple of months for a couple of dollars so Pandora has someone to get married if she ever does it twice.
Dorit's probably like, guys, what's this church you talk of? I don't understand. Is that like synagogue but not synagogue?
I love a fried chicken.
Are we talking about Charlotte Church? Darling, it's Charlotte Church.
Are we talking about Winston Churchill's?
Oh, I just saw the darkest hour. It was not that dark. I thought the darkest hour was when I saw Erica's pretty little puss. More like the darkest crevasse.
Does your horse wear underwear? Erica doesn't.
So Erica, speaking of, she's like,
hello, Mom, it's FaceTime. It's me, Erica. Give me some stories. I've told them about being headstrong, and I told them about Daddy Longlegs, and I told them about...
Oh, you told them about Tavia?
Oh, yeah.
It's important for my mom to have a voice in my book because she frames it. She frames my story.
That's the way mothers are. The frame.
The editors are shady on this, too, because the mom's like, remember when you modeled for sax when you were just a kid? And then they cut to Erica going,
I've been performing since I was a kid.
Modeling in, like, the sax show. So funny.
Sax Fifth Avenue, although that wasn't the sax that I modeled for. I modeled for sax, as in Mordecai Sax's sock shop that we had in downtown.
Saxophones. I worked at the saxophone rental place. All the boys from the high school band got one from me, kids.
That was nice to be able to play on it.
So her mom's like, oh, I remember when you would get toys after you performed well at an audition. She's like, I earned that shit myself, Ma. Stop taking credit for my own toy mine for myself. Okay.
I earned that, Pound Papa.
Pound Papa, that's my new ballad.
I don't give a fuck unless you're a Pound Papa. Whatever happened to Pound Papa's anyway? Pound Papa, Pound Papa. Ooh. I get your Pound Papa. Ooh,
Pound
I like that.
Papa, I miss your Pound Papa. What do you think of that one, Mom?
So, Mom, I got this new ballad coming out. It's called Pound Papa, parentheses, Song for Tevya. Here's how it goes. Tevya, I have your Pound Papa. Do you want to play Tevya with your eight legs?
Oh, my God. So she's like,
I don't want my mom. I want my mom in the book, but not my dad, because my mom was sending pictures, and he wrote back and said, stop sending pictures of this kid rubbing a vagina. You're going to get me thrown in jail. But I was just practicing for my future career as a pussy patter.
She actually told a really terrible, terrible story about how her grandmother, her paternal grandmother, would get pictures of baby Erica and send them to the paternal grandfather. I guess they were separated. And he would send them back saying that his son didn't want to see them. I was like, ugh, yeah, that sucks.
It does, yeah. But that's not funny, so I'm just ignoring it.
Hello.
Erica's like,
well, we forget how rich life is. Not how rich I am, though. I'm reminding it of you right now. I'm rich. See, look at my pigtails. Hey, look behind me. There's an Erica and Mikey pillow. You think that was cheap? That wasn't cheap. Someone literally painted it on there.
I got an office.
Bah. So Teddy and Tedwin are going over to
Dorit, dinner with Dorit.
Yeah, I wrote Slate, why are you leaving? And then I was like, Slate, what the fuck is that? And Teddy would be talking to like a slab of rock.
Or she just turned someone to stone with her umpteenth telling about how much she loves horses. They're like, I'm turning to stone right now.
Slate's like, why are you leaving? She's like, because we hate you. Okay, bye. Mommy and Daddy need special time.
Is now, Slate the name of their other... Oh, that's right. Is there... They've got Cruz and Slate the other kid? Or they have another kid?
Slate Cruz. So she's kind of being a dick to her daughter and being like, I'm going to leave you. But she's squatting right at the top of the stairs. And I was like, you must really trust that kid because you could be pushed backwards at any moment.
Have you never seen The Omen? Teddy, you're being very dangerous right now.
She's like, no, I won't pay for cable because, I mean, that's really expensive. Okay. So
she's getting ready to go to Dorit's house for dinner. And Dorit, meanwhile, is unpacking her Hermes dinnerware that she spent almost $20,000 on. She's like, oh, guys, Molly, we can't tell PK about this. We absolutely can't. Otherwise, if he finds out, just say there was an accident when I was reorganizing my sunglasses and this just happened, okay? Just say that. Say it was for boy.
Shiner.
That's for boy. Shiner. Shiner.
He's like, what's up, Bubba? And she's like, he goes, what are these, Erica? She's like,
I don't know. They're boxes of round things. They just came here. It's something from China.
He's like, Erica, China? What are those? Are those dishes?
A few white lies won't hit anyone. Guys, I can say some lies.
She goes, I've got no idea, Picker. They just came in individual boxes.
I think that Groupon is selling Hermes now. So we've really got a great deal on them.
So Edwin and Teddy, she's like, should we stop and get her a nicer wine? This one was $30. I mean, that's a lot, okay? Like, what's the point of inviting someone if they have to pay to come? That's ridiculous. He's like, babe, we're stopping over and we're getting nicer wine. She's like, ugh.
This is why these people go broke on these shows, because I think that bringing a $30 bottle of wine someplace is expensive for, like, for us, you know? But it is kind of funny that here's Dorit, who's unpacking unnecessary $20,000 china from Hermes, and then Teddy's like, I'm bringing a $30 bottle of wine. Like,
yeah, but Dorit's also one of those phony people that every waiter knows that's like, let me smell the wine before I drink it. And they move it around in their cup a lot, and they sniff it, and then they, you know, check the air with their thumb, and then they drink it, and they're like, it's delicious, I taste the blueberry. And you're like, I just gave you the $5 glass, bitch. I wasn't going to open the $80 bottle for you.
It's very smoke-forward. I like it a lot. Fruit-forward, smoke-forward. Get some chocolate notes. I like it. PK, let's get this bottle. Let's just get it. It's of the Shaw Vineyards, Charles Shaw. What is this, PK? I can't read, actually.
Thomas Shaw, good old friend of boy. Who we also know, have I mentioned?
So,
Tubuck Chuck.
Tubuck Chuck, yes. At the house, wait.
I had to say that because I know people were listening, because it's not Thomas Shaw. It's Charles Shaw.
Oh, I thought you said Charles Shaw.
I know, but I didn't say it with authority. Oh, I think
I know it's Charles Shaw because last night I bought a bottle of wine at Whole Foods because I don't even drink wine. So that's where I was last night. I was like, I need some wine. And they had Tubuck Chuck there. I was shocked.
Really? At Whole Foods? Are you sure you're at Whole Foods?
Yeah, they had it there. And it's even, I mean, it's away from everything else. It's like, okay, disgusting poor people, come over here.
So Dorit is now cooking in the kitchen. She's making some chickpea thing. And she's like, I'm actually a very good cook. I learned from my mother, who, and she was just a great cook too. And I'm now making PK's favorite dish in the whole wide world. But first we're going to start with some white wine. And then there's some cheese and some crudité.
My mom was basically like a professional chef.
And then they show a clip.
Mom, where'd you learn to make this?
And she goes, I Googled it.
Yeah,
like
that was
a professional chef.
Remember how mad I got last year during that scene where she's like, I can't find flatbread in all of Los Angeles. Where did you ever find this? And the mom's like, I just Googled it. Because if you just go down Fairfax Avenue, it's like Pita Central and you can get flatbread anywhere.
It's also called pita bread.
Yeah.
Look it's at also... this round bread. Where did you find the round bread, Mum?
Isn't this amazing? What do you call this? What is this puffy thing? It's called a loaf of whole wheat. Oh, boobily.
Ow! I'm ready, my love, just by the skin of my teeth.
So, Teddy gets there and she's like, I'm on time, okay? Because I'm an accountability coach, so I have to be accountable for my time. And yeah. Right now I'm on time. So are you ready? Because I hope you are. If not, here's my card. Give me a call.
I almost brought you a shitty bottle of wine, but I didn't. And I have to tell you that because I'm an accountability coach and I'm also my only client. So here I am. Proof of concept.
So she's like, PK, they brought us some champagnes. I think we're going to need flutes. Go get some flutes, PK.
And he's like, can't we just have them out of the white wine glass?
She's like, that is disgusting, PK. I'm a control freak.
Wine goes in a wine glass. Champagne in a champagne glass. I mean, you wouldn't eat cereal with a fork. You need a knife, too.
She's such an idiot. You need a knife, too. Dorit, you can drink out of a cereal bowl, too. You know that, right? You know you're making a really bad comparison.
Yeah, it was a problematic analogy.
You wouldn't eat cereal without a kebab.
You wouldn't eat cereal in a non-Hermes bowl.
So Teddy's like, do you guys want another baby? Like, kind of, do you guys want another baby? Maybe tonight's the night. But not for us, because we had a scary delivery. Because we would have just had 10 girls, but you know, we wanted to just keep trying for the boys. So we just kept trying and trying and trying. And then, you know, I couldn't. And it made me sad because my one job was to make a baby and I was failing. So it's like, whoa, thanks for coming over. Jeez. Yeah,
exactly. Thanks for bringing your cheap wine and sad story.
God, no kidding.
She's like, yeah, Cruz, like he came out and then they're like, code blue. He's like not breathing. And then it turns out he has like, we all have three valves, but he only has two that work. It's like a rusty valve. And I feel like it's my fault because I was like, I want to choose a boy. And it's like really God's choice. And it's like my fault. So anyway.
A rusty valve. That's my favorite shot.
Did you notice? did you notice that PK was like, "Well, if we have to have flutes, then we're just drinking wine."
Yes,
we'll just. So he didn't even pour the champagne, which means they bought a nice bottle of champagne that he's gonna regift later, so he doesn't look like such a cheap ass.
Well,
like
that's how wine works.
PK, I see you.
That's honestly the way wine works most of the time. It's just like it's a bottle that just gets passed around from party to party to party, and that's okay.
So
I'm with PK. I'm like, I'm not getting out those flutes. Especially because you know that, like, Dury probably bought six separate orchestral flutes. These are for the bubbly.
It's a pan flute. Now, don't let that make you think you can cook in it.
I've tried.
Burned me lips something fierce.
Now, don't you worry. They won't hurt you, especially if you've already got your flute shot.
They're free!
PK's like, why didn't you tell me? He's like running down the street.
So then PK is like, well, you know, when I had my first child, he came out blue with a cone head. And they're like, and I made him Australian, by the way.
And just how he says it, he's like, he came out blue with the cone head, like literally a cone head. I was looking at him like,
Teddy's like, this is my moment to have personality, and you're taking it away from me.
And she tells us that's the same ish.
Holding him accountable.
Now here's what we hear.
Hi, hello, hi.
What does this mean? Is Lisa Rinna running a marathon? Is she showing up at a restaurant? Is she backstage at the Oscars? Who knows? Because it always starts the same.
Hello, hi, are you kidding me?
No, it's just Kyle on FaceTime. Kyle's like, look at me. We're on a private boat. It's amazing.
Yeah.
What are you doing, loser?
Hey, look, it's my annual start of the season yacht trip that I have on the show. But they decided they didn't want to pay for it this time because no one's ever interested in it. So I just have to FaceTime in.
But I am wearing an agency hat, so nailed it.
Yeah. So yeah, Kyle's like, Kyle's basically like, what happened? Agency, new pool.
Yeah. And Rinna's like, oh, it was great seeing PK again. You know what, Kyle? Time heals. Well, not everything. I mean, it doesn't heal obesity, apparently. But, you know, they were nice to me, so. I didn't get a check after dinner, so.
So then we go back to the dinner party, and Dorita is like, guys, I'm going to serve you, okay? I'm going to serve right now. And so she's like serving her garbanzo bean thing, and PK is like, this is actually my favorite thing that she cooks, which is not, I don't know why.
Because it was really funny. She's like, PK loves me cooking. And he's like, yes, this is my favorite dish. It's called the Moroccan dish.
Even though it's not Moroccan, I don't even know what Moroccan means. Is that having to do with our chair that we have back there? It rocks.
You know, that's Moroccan, every dish.
Apparently she came up with a recipe while she was rocking. She said, look at Moroccan.
If you see Moroccan, don't come a knocking. Am I right, guys? Blue babies. Am I right, guys? Blue babies.
And coneheads.
You know that every dish Dorit makes that. He's like, I call this one the mushy one. It's like you probably can't identify a damn thing Dorit ever makes.
We call this one Sudan. So Dorit starts serving dinner and, you know, they have like three bites before PK starts launching into how much he hates Lisa Rinna.
Oh, yeah. He's like, well, you know, the first time we had someone over here was Lisa Rinna, and we thought it was a wonderful night, but apparently it wasn't as pleasant for them, because after they left, she went and told the entire town bad things about me. It's like if you left here and said, the hosts are awful, he made jokes about a blue baby, etc., etc.
She went and told everyone that we had a mold problem, and the truth is, if she was paying attention, she would have seen that we did not have a mold problem, and that was just a lie we said to hide George Michael. I mean... Boy George. Michael.
Well, that really would have been a miracle.
She's like, look, everybody, it's George Michael. You can't hear him. Well, listen harder. Doesn't he look handsome? No one can see him, PK.
PK, quick, play a cassette of Whammer.
So Dorit even says,
PK thinks she's schizo.
Don't you remember last week saying,
he never said those things, Rina.
Yeah.
He never said you were schizo.
And now she's saying it again. She's like, it was so crazy, the craziest little thing. I mean, we went to Hong Konga, and we're having a wonderful time. She invites me into her room, and we have a nice time. And the next thing you know, that night, it was like a missile attack. It was crazy. Like, I'm supposed to process this all whilst I'm in Hong Konga?
It was a missile attack. It was designed to hurt me. It's like if the Property Brothers sketched something out and built hurt. They built a hurt living room for someone. Who built something like that? I'll tell you, her name is Lisa Ritters.
She's nuts, okay? So she's going off, and then she gets mad. She's like, who would give a speech at my birthday? It's so vicious.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah. No, I mean, just like, Lisa, it's like, I mean, we all saw that Lisa Vanderpump, basically told Lisa Rinna to do it. It was like a joke speech. It wasn't like a real speech.
Yeah. And Teddy's like, I thought you forgave each other, and now you're at dinner talking about it again. That's not what's called forgiveness, okay? Forgiveness is where you, like, say, do you want me to do the prayer? I go to church.
Yeah.
I said that about you.
You know what? Next time I come over, I'm bringing yellowtail wine.
PK's going to put a bow around that champagne and accidentally give it to them when they invite them over.
I got you this champagne. It's actually from Australia. New Zealand. I don't know. Same thing. Prison colonies.
And that ends it up. Oh, no. Teddy goes, well, I mean, she seemed fine at the horse show. I'm finding all this very shocking. And PK goes, you just wait, babe.
Babe.
Damn.
And that brings us to the end of another episode of Lisa Rinna designing things to hurt Dorit.
Yes, so funny. Guys, thanks for listening to this episode. We'll be back tomorrow to talk Real Housewives of New Jersey, which will be, I'm sure, very entertaining. Watchwhatcrappens.com to get your concert tickets. And concert, like we're freaking a concert, but, you know, our live show tickets. And merchandise and all that stuff. And we'll be back tomorrow to chat.
Yes, everybody. We love you much.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.